Today's Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 395. I'm joined by Margot DeWahi, Helen Heng, and Sam Kennedy talking about AV counterfeiting. Sam Kennedy starts off talking about what manufacturers can do to protect their systems and ensure to end users that what they have is the real deal.
You know, some of the things that we're doing or some of the things that I would recommend to the end users are, you know, register your devices, make sure that you're taking those serial numbers and everybody's aware of what's going on there. It's, I think, important for everyone involved. I could tell you one of the big focuses for us, I know this won't be an answer for everyone, but one of the big focuses for us across the board on all of our products is cloud, connecting them, and we're putting a lot of emphasis on starting to deliver solutions via the cloud that just can't be delivered if you have to cloud connect them. So even though we're a hardware manufacturer for many of the products that we sell, the more services and capabilities that we can enable by cloud connecting them will start to just force you'll have to have the proper product. You'll know right away that these would be counterfeit or not, and you can start to take actions on that. And so, you know, we are putting a lot of focus around cloud connecting everything we have, which I think will start to help some of the folks around the counterfeiting.
What is the recourse then for the end users, for the integrators or for the tech managers or the folks putting the stuff in? What can they do? Would they call, you know, Poly and say, hey, you know, I've got this, I'm trying to register this thing. Looks like it's not yours.
Well, I'm not sure I'm the proper person to answer that. I imagine that becomes a legal matter. And, you know, I would say that, you know, we spend an awful, I would say this week, I spent probably 50-50. I spent a lot of time with end user customers, but I spent a lot of time with our channel partners. And we when we look at the amount of size, yeah, half of our go-to-market is tied to our channel partners. And so we spend a lot of time working very closely with them. And so, I think it will be right on down the line of having to get everyone involved and everyone's legal department involved, from the end user to the channel rep to the manufacturer. This is a problem, as Margo said, it's a problem for everyone. Like it's not a single person or a single part of the chain that's going to solve for these types of things. It's all of us in combination are going to have to work together to solve these types of things. So again, I don't think that I just can say, here's what the magic way to solve this. Again, I think it's a combination of everyone working together that's ultimately going to solve counterfeiting.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.